720 WGN. It's a Mesereau Monday here on WGN Radio and WGNRadio.com. On Mesereau Mondays, we talk to the fine folks at Mesereau. Tiffany Irving joins us right now. How are you doing, my friend?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me back, John.
It's been a couple months. I'm glad to see you.
You too.
And we're kind of talking about a bunch of different things. On our live broadcast a couple weeks ago, we talked about how to hit targets and get ready from 2023 to 2024, a great time of the year to take stock in all sorts of financial decisions. I know we talk about emergency funds a lot, but it really is the basic backbone of financial security, isn't it?
It is. We hit on it just a little bit in our prior conversation, but it's the number one thing when I talk with clients about, especially as they're just getting started, is set aside that emergency fund. And then, of course, they say, how much, where, how do I do this?
Well, let's start with that, because I think when people hear emergency fund, they say, okay, yeah, I'll have an emergency, what, like $5,000, $10,000 if the furnace goes out? And that can be part of an emergency fund, but really we're talking about if there's a life change, right?
It can be. We kind of view it as, at least I view it as, it's buying yourself some flexibility, really. So it's if the furnace goes out, if there's unexpected job loss, if there's unexpected medical expenses, it really is there for your safety net if you should need it. You set it aside and kind of forget it. We'll talk about that a little bit, about where to set that aside. Mm-hmm. But it really is there for all of those things that may come up, so that you don't have to reach out for a personal loan or go dip into credit cards or things like that for those short-term needs.
How much do I need? You don't have to give me a dollar amount, because it changes per person, right?
It does. It's really based on your personal circumstances. We typically say 3 to 6 months worth of expenses, depending on your personal situation. And that really is your income, your expenses, your family situation. And we take a look at that when we're kind of guiding folks through how much they should set aside. If you're thinking about maybe making a job change, but you don't have another one in place, right? Like, how long can you go without a job is one consideration. If you're an entrepreneur or you're starting your own business, you know, maybe you want more than 6 months set aside, because
True.
You might not be able to pull distributions from the new company for a while. So what does that look like? So it really is unique based on the client's circumstances.
Right. Or if you're a one-income family and someone's taking care of the kids and only one person's working, maybe you need a little longer runway, because that other income may not be there if you happen to lose your gig.
Exactly.
All right. So very personal thing. And when you take a look at the expenses, you really need to look at them all, including, like, if you don't have a job, are you going to have to pay your insurance premiums? Like, there's a lot of costs in there that I think people love to leave out or accidentally do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think one of the statistics I was reading earlier this year, and we see it everywhere, right, is that so many people are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's really kind of scary to think that you might be just one or two emergency situations from, you know, having to go into debt just to maintain your household expenses. So that's really the purpose of the emergency fund. So you can get that in place, usually 3 to 6 months, set it aside. It's not something you're going to tap into until you absolutely have to. But then you can start working on building some of your other investment nest eggs, if you will.
So here's what I want to know. So do I need it all in a checking account or a savings account? We are getting pretty okay returns right now in those than we were before. I mean, like, compared to a year ago. You're already shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head at you. So,
you're right. There's more out there. I guess what I'm saying is, can we do a triaged emergency spending safety net? Meaning, like, could we get a certain amount of checking and savings? Maybe we put some in treasury bills that are easily attainable over a certain amount of weeks. Like, how do we determine where it should go?
Where it should go. Absolutely. Yeah. So there are banks out there. Their rates haven't come up as high as some other options we've seen out there. Typically,
right,
we're talking about higher yield savings accounts, which are not found at your banks, but sometimes on the online.
Mm-hmm.
The banks will offer CDs, to your point, or maybe you can purchase treasuries through them for shorter term. But really, those high yield savings accounts right now are looking at 4 to 5% interest. So if you can set that aside and earn that, we haven't seen that in years. So
right,
it's been a great place for people just to set aside some short term cash like that.
Right. But do you, I guess what I mean, if people are like, well, I would need $10,000 immediately for a furnace, but if I lost my job, I could almost, you know, pay myself over the course of a couple months. I don't need to necessarily put $70,000 down just in checking or savings and have it not earn anything, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's where you would look to those higher yielding savings accounts or treasuries. Again, same with CDs, right? You don't want to have to break a CD.
Right.
If you don't have to, you know, you might have some fees, lose the interest, but the goal is to find the option that works best for you and your situation.
For sure. All right. People can call 1-877-MESERO, MESERO.com for more. Tiffany, we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right.